Israel's decision to launch a massive military assault on the Gaza Strip in an effort to end Hamas rocket attacks on civilians in the Jewish state is a crisis that is not likely to be resolved when Barack Obama is sworn in as president in less than 2 weeks. Martin Indyk, a Middle East expert who served 2 tours as U.S. ambassador to Israel, says the deadly fighting will require the new president's immediate attention.
His first challenge, depending on what exactly the situation is going to be like on January 20th, is to achieve a sustainable ceasefire. I think the diplomatic efforts that are beginning now to get a ceasefire may well have borne fruit by January 20th. But my own experience in the Middle East is that everything takes a lot longer than one expects.
Indyk says it is important for the new president and Secretary of State-designate Hillary Clinton to launch a diplomatic initiative immediately following a ceasefire to try to move forward a political process of reconciliation between Israel and the Palestinians. Israel ended its 38-year military occupation of Gaza in 2005 and says it has no intention of permanently reoccupying the narrow coastal strip along the Mediterranean with a population of about 1.5 million people. Hamas took military control of Gaza in 2007 from rival Fatah forces, leading Israel to clamp tight restrictions on the border in an attempt to end rocket attacks from the militant group, which in its founding charter calls for Israel's destruction. Danny Gillerman, a former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, says his country's goals are clear.
Our aims are to dramatically change the security situation in the south, to put an end to rocket firing, to put an end to terror, to put an end to smuggling, and to put an end to the rearming of Hamas.
Analysts say the Obama administration's policies on the Middle East must recognize how the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is intertwined with other challenges in the region. Kenneth Pollack is a former Middle East analyst at the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, who is now a senior fellow at the Washington-based Brookings Institution.
That one of the great mistakes that we have made, most particularly over the course of the last 8 years, has been to believe that we can compartmentalize these different policies, that we can somehow separate what is happening between Israel and the Palestinians from what's happening in Iraq and what's happening with Iran and what's happening in Egypt and Saudi Arabia and everywhere else in the Middle East. And the truth is that all of these things are deeply interconnected.
Tamara Kaufman-Wittes directs the Middle East Democracy and Development Project at the Sabin Center for Middle East Policy, also at the Brookings Institution. She says Israel's military offensive carries numerous risks for the Israeli government, and she predicts that officials will be looking for a way to end the conflict before the new U.S. president is sworn into office.
If this ground operation drags on from now through January 20th, my suspicion is that the strategic gains for Israel are going to taper off quite sharply in this operation. And by then, they will be looking hard for a way to climb down from their tree.
Shibli Tilhami, the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, says Barack Obama must be careful not to let the crisis in Gaza define his administration's policy toward the region.
I think that if you say something about this crisis as your very first thing, don't have a second chance to make a first impression, then you really are tying your hands in a way that's consequential. I think it's a mistake, a big mistake for him to intervene in this crisis. As much as many of us want to see some nuanced policy on the Arab-Israeli issue, but this is not the time for him to intervene.
Tilhami says that while the fighting in Gaza is very serious, it remains only a small part of the overall Arab-Israeli conflict. He says that soon after Mr. Obama becomes president, he should make a comprehensive statement on the Middle East. Mr. Obama has promised to hit the ground running on renewed efforts to achieve a broad peace agreement shortly after January 20th. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.